Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. I am so thrilled and so excited for today's show. Today it is May. It is absolutely beautiful here. We are in California in the United States, for those of you that are listening from abroad, and it is just absolutely what we would call a sparkling day. And so we are actually going to be talking to the founder of Sparkling Results. I can't think of somebody better to be talking to us today. And it's also bridal season here in the United States. Our May and June and February are really the height of our bridal times, the height of our relationship times, and spring is really when people fall in love. And so as we talk about relationships, we talk about the relationships that we have with each other and even the relationships that we have with ourselves and the relationships that we have with money. And so today's guest is going to talk to us about all of that. She is so gifted. Our guest today is Sarah Michael, and she is known as an expert in intuitive leadership, and she is the founder of Sparkling Results. I love the title. We're just going to say it over and over again. If you say it, there's no way to say it, and I'd smile, Sparkling Results. And she works with really heart-centered and mission-driven people, and she works to produce real financial results, and not just financial results, but results that really feel good along the way. So we're going to talk about what those marks feel like in our lives and in ourselves. She has extensive experience in marketing, communications, business operations, personal development, and mindset. And clients really come to Sarah who are struggling with really nailing down the words that they say. And this is such an important time when we talk about vowels. And we had on Dr. John Ireland, and he was saying, what is a vowel? You know, a vowel is not a compliment. I think you're sexy. I think you're pretty. You know, when you actually say something, it has meaning. And so having those words produce results. She's just the pinnacle. She's the expert in her field in doing that because everything has significant value, and she really provides transformation to people. She is sought after for her gift of providing exceptional clarity, passion, and purpose so people can really powerfully express that in their lives. And it's really through that clarity that she helps people develop deep confidence to articulate the values and what they're doing in their own life with each other and out into the world, into their sales, into their marketing, and really having ultimate success, which is what we're looking for, is that happily ever after. And I love in talking to her, one of her favorite expressions is if it doesn't feel right. And she's going to talk to us about following that heart and the little dial inside and that intuitive feeling. And in her work and in her life, she leverages the feminine and masculine strengths. So perfect that she's going to talk to us about that, to really get results that feel good and create a sustainable lifestyle that will nurture your mind, your body, your spirit, your heart, and give you that happily ever after life of your dreams. And we are thrilled, we are honored, we are excited to welcome today's guest, Sarah Michael. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And wow, you know, I can kind of recognize my bio in there, but you embellished and elaborated in the most beautiful ways. Thank you.
Oh, no. I mean, you are such a gift. You truly are, and what you do. And I love the name of your book. I just want to put that on my walls. You know, like when you paint words, I want to put down Sparkling Results. So
yeah. Thank you. I get so excited when people like the name of my company because it was a bit of a process. And actually, to the masculine and feminine, I knew I wanted to have an emphasis on the combination of both, and I wanted a feminine word and I wanted a masculine word. And I knew there was going to be results, but it took me a really long time to find Sparkling. And then when I found it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's good. And I love that people love it.
And so tell me a little bit about your background. So one of the things I love to ask is when you were little, like I want to take you back to being 6, 7, 8, you know, whatever, and people want to be Miss America and, you know, the ice capades, a nurse or whatever, and, you know, movie star. And were you, instinctually, did you have a gift and talent for helping people or for making people's lives better or for, did it start at an early age that you just knew you wanted to give people your gifts?
Well, Yes and no. It wasn't, you know, as a little girl, I was not focused on, you know, I'll say the serving profession. What lit me up when I was a girl was more creative pursuits and art and visual and yet, one of the high contenders for my college major was psychology. And I think all through my childhood, you know, I was always helping, and leading and tying things together for other people, because I have a really fast processor, so in my brain, so I just put all the pieces together really, really fast, and I can help others who don't move as fast. So that's what I've been doing since a very young age, is helping people like in that regard.
That's amazing. And then how did you get into working with the masculine and feminine? Because I know that that's a huge base of your work.
It is a huge base. Well, your friend Alison Armstrong's work, that's how I got introduced to the masculine and feminine. It was my first transformational work. It was actually 5 years ago, next month, and Alison's work with the masculine and feminine really based on those survival instincts, and I find the thing about survival instincts is it's so easy to see it in my life. I think that's one of the reasons Alison's work is so resonant, so people just get it. Because, you know, the fight or flight, like, everyone can relate to that, even before you have the deeper distinctions.
It's incredible. It really is. And so when you're working with people, I mean, you're, like, a renowned coach, and people love you, other than the fact that they work with you and their life changes in leaps and bounds, and mm-hmm. they have these breakthroughs, and all of a sudden, you know, they become the happiest people you ever saw. But beyond that, people love you. So is there something when you're working with people that do you first are looking for their vision or their heart or their dream? Or how does that work, and how do you work with
them? That's a beautiful question. When I first, you know, get to know someone, a client, I want to understand their vision for how they want to serve the world. I want to, and as part of that, their heart, and in my mind, that's also likely their purpose. And helping people, I mean, I feel like my purpose is to help other people with purposeful work get it out into the world in a big way. A lot of people get stuck with the words or the tech or the mindset or the sales and I can help so we don't get stuck, because I believe there's a ton of amazing work that's changing our world one person at a time that's not getting exposure and money, and that you can't survive in a business without it, and you certainly can't have a flourishing life without it.
So what do you say, you know, a lot of people listening to the show are getting married for the first time. And there are those that have been married 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and they're listening to the show, trying to this time make it different in a way. And I know very often we're so excited to jump into a relationship and jump into someone's heart and their world and their life that we lose ourselves in the process. And I know that the most important relationship, you know, is the one, obviously, that we have with God, but the one that we have with ourselves. And so do people come to you that don't have a relationship with themselves?
Yes, and I also attract people who have an ambivalent relationship to themselves. It's like it's not constant. There's moments of real knowing and trusting and moments of doubt.
So when people come to you, are they lost? Are they longing? So I find sparkling results, which I love.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to Google it and, like, read it and just, you know, print it out and put it on my wall. And so what is sparkling results to you when people are coming to you? What is your, are you life coaching, business coaching? Are you financial coaching? Are you bridging all of their islands to be able to let them travel from one place to the next within themselves?
Yeah, well, from my marketing, from my own messaging, you would see that I help people with their messaging, their words, their marketing, the sales, and the mindset. There's also a heavy component of that bridging, because if the personal life, the romance, the children, the home is not working, then the business is going to struggle. So with my clients, I mean, I've been known to throw out an entire day's plan because I have a client going through a, just ended, yay, but going through a, you know, trust thing with some family members in court. And she hit the call and, no, we're not going to talk about, you know, we're going to, what's going on with the trust? You're completely sideways. We have to right side you before the business is going to, you know, before the effort you're going to put into your business is going to really matter. So I'm all about the balance of home and hearth and the business and the money. So it's a real, it's, that's the lifestyle that feels good. Those sparkling results is a life, not just a business with revenue, but a life that feels good. And part of that is the business feels good.
And so what do you say to couples that, very often in today's world, couples work together and they own pieces together. And I know a lot of people say that's just crazy because they're together 24/7. They have different views on money and life. And can you coach a synergistic relationship, a marriage that's a business partnership as well as a life partnership?
Oh, absolutely. I think the communication factors, working with the masculine and feminine, where the survival instincts are going to get triggered and where choice can be made instead of defaulting. And really that partnership communication, you know, for a husband and wife to work together, want to have really clear boundaries, really clean understandings, have a lot of communication tools around when someone gets their feeling hurt or feels disrespected, what do we do? How do we fix that? How do we clean it up together in partnership? Yeah, I think the full sphere, because, you know, that can be the thing with working together. And I think it can be really wonderful. It just needs to be attended to as a whole, its own life of a partnership, life as a partnership. And seeking to really honor the other person both as a spouse as well as a business partner while still getting what you need, what we need to be our best self too.
So true. I mean, when we look at it, it's just, and I know working together in any situation, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people are engaged and getting married or young couples that have caught into the show over the past few years, and they're afraid to have money conversations. Like, they've never had a conversation about their debt or savings or estate planning or kids or they want whatever that is, or what happens when their parents get elderly, where they would want them to go. And it seems like so difficult to have a money conversation with someone you love.
Well, the thing that I've just learned again and again and in the past few years is how we feel about money is really sideways, to use that word again. It's really ambivalent. We need it. We want it. And there's a lot of shame. And I'll just stay with shame. There's just a lot of shame around money, talking about money. People would rather talk about sex than money. So to have those revealing, perhaps, and maybe it's, you know, with talking about debt or whatnot, maybe it's revealing the soft underbelly of our vulnerability, that that isn't so pretty, that we have a lot of debt or our credit's not good or whatever. Those can be really uncomfortable conversations as a couple, especially one that's merging and about to get married or engaged, for fear that the information that's going to be revealed is going to cause the other person to say, oh, I guess I don't want to marry you. And that doesn't seem to be what happens. You know, what seems to happen is the couples love each other and they work through it, and it's about that communication. I think just the more we're compassionate with ourselves, that money is just funny to us. It's talking. I mean, we in some ways we're so cool with it, and in other ways, you know, we're not. Like, the depression wasn't that long ago in terms of our cultural history, and that scarcity and that lack, it's all over our language. That, you know, it's hard to keep money, it's hard to make money, money doesn't grow in trees. All those things have created this kind of, we want it, but we don't want it. It's this push-pull, and that's part of what's getting in our way when we want to receive it, but it's not flowing the way we want it to.
Right. I remember we had Erin on from the Homework Lounge. She was the founder of the Homework Lounge, and she teaches kids math. And just amazing. And she was saying, and I never realized it, but when we had all these people calling in, and it was so true, that it's almost like a badge of honor that people, that if you can't read, it's like shameful. People never say, I can't read and write. But if you are terrible at math, it becomes like a cocktail conversation, like, oh, yeah, I'm terrible at math, too. Oh, I hated trigonometry. I could never. It's almost like a badge of honor to be not understand numbers. Instead of saying, I'm really good with numbers, or I'm excellent with numbers, and I'm able to create and negotiate this wonderful life for myself and for the people in the world around me. And it's interesting where we feel safe, you know, and being able to cross those lines. So I love that you help people step over those lines and really be able to achieve their dreams, whether that be their personal self or sharing a life with somebody.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of you brought to mind. We just need to talk about it more. I know it's verboten in our society. I know, polite society, you don't talk about sex, money, or religion at the dinner table. So one of the ways, the easiest way to get comfortable with money is to talk about it. Is really the good and the bad, especially as a couple. Just being authentic. Honey, I really am nervous to tell you this, but I think it's time we discussed my debt. You know, I could see as a good intro. And you know, the person now knows that you're nervous. So usually when we let people in on when we feel vulnerable, their listening opens up. And, oh, well, tell me. And then there's more space for the conversation and the communication and the understanding to reveal itself.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for that. And I love that idea of having more space. I know that Amanda Rain was on our show, and she taught us how to speak the unspeakable. Mm. And I took pages and pages of notes. I would forget I was interviewing her, and I would have to say, oh, that's right, I'm supposed to ask a question now. But it's, you know, sometimes those conversations, so I love the idea that you're sharing just by allowing yourself to be vulnerable and to be open and to allow someone else to open to be there with you and for you through this conversation, because I'm sure that they're able to open to you as their coach and you as someone who is an expert in this field of getting people to the other side, that they're able to say, okay, well, you know, Sarah, this is I don't know how to say this, but this is what I've done over and over again, and my head is finally bruised. And I'm out of Band-Aids, you know.
Yeah.
So, somebody gave me your number. I mean, are people afraid to even tell you, or are they open and just saying, oh, my gosh, my life is so messed up, please help?
I seem to get two different versions, and one is they're very open that things aren't working. They're very open that they have to figure out a way to make more money in their business, or they're going to have to go get a job. And then on the other side, and you may have seen this yourself, it's, you know, we're in this transformational industry, higher consciousness, all these wonderful, and we know how to do the positive affirmations. We know how to say, you know, to think in those statements that are positive. So I can also run into people who are very reluctant to share the bad because they're so quick to catch themselves in saying, but it's so much better than before. And really, I'm quite grateful that this is going on. And so it's sweet because they're doing such a good job to keep their mental health and their self in a positive frame of mind, but I can't help them unless they tell me what they need. So I'll ask some deeper questions and set up the safe space of, you know, you can talk about anything and money and, yeah, put some comfort around money. It's okay to talk to me about money, but that's okay to talk to me about not having enough money, all of those things. Yeah.
That's so great that you're there for people, you know, truly.
Mm.
It is. It's like the breadcrumbs to the gingerbread house. Okay, here's one. Here's one. Oh, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep going. So, I mean, it's just so beautiful and so perfect that you're doing this work. And I wanted to ask you about men.
Yes.
Because I know, and as for all these men that are listening to this call, I'm always amazed when people are calling in, you know, from these states and different countries. And the questions that the men ask us and they're typing us and they're coming on the show with are so profound. And they're things that, you know, as women that we don't often think about, you know, thus Allison's work and the masculine and feminine, how important that is. But I know a lot of the guys that we've had on the show through the years have said, you know, that a man can be living in, like, a studio with all of his clothes on the floor, like, milk cartons, zero, and then he meets a woman, and all of a sudden something flips that he has to provide. Now he needs a house, now he needs to be able to take care of her, now he needs to be able to take her places and give her the things he thinks she deserves. And all of a sudden there's this drive to financially make more, to be more secure, to be more successful for her, or to provide the kind of life he thinks she desires or she deserves or wishes or wants for or dreams for. And so what happens when that switch is flipped? And a man, and all of a sudden they're coming to you, and you have to go into overdrive in, you know, none of a second flat.
Oh, goodness. They go into overdrive looking for the bride or looking to build the castle?
Looking to build the castle.
Okay. Because it actually can express both ways. Well, just imagining all that amazing masculine energy, like, I gotta do it yesterday. how would I roll with that? Well, that's one of my gifts and strengths is, like, I can go there with you. I worked in financial services for about 8 years, so I have a muscle where I can go there with that, what I call high masculine. And really that, at least the initial conversations with him would be about getting the plan in order, getting him some comfort around the plan to make money and his messaging, and so his words are good, so when he's out there doing the strategies that we plan, that he'll get the best results. And then I would quickly move into the combination, and we'd be talking about how he could keep himself in the best shape possible, more feminine self-care practices, so he doesn't burn out, because this is a marathon, not a race. But I do think, you know, got to give him some comfort that there's a plan that's being implemented before he'd have much space to hear about self-care during, you know, while he builds his castle.
But I love your question about looking for the bride.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's a whole different set of wanting to impress and looking for someone to share his wealth or his life. The man, I know that many years ago I was invited to a birthday party of a royal prince in the south of France. And I was flown over to this royal prince's birthday party, and they had their cocktails meet and greet was on a yacht that was on one of their fleet. And it was a plane that landed on the yacht and the whole thing, and that was just the meet and greet, and then you went to the castle of the party and the whole deal. And what does one get as a birthday present for a royal prince? People from all over the world to the yachts, to the castles, to the whatever for his birthday party. And so there wasn't really anything that was going to, that he did not have. And so I went to a dollhouse store and I bought him a wife and a couple kids. That's the only thing I knew he didn't have. And the people at the dollhouse store were very upset with me that I was only buying a wife and kids and no man. But I can tell you my birthday present was the hit of the party. So when somebody has it seemingly all, and then they want to share their wealth with someone, what do you say then?
First and foremost, to get clear on what that person looks like, and their heart and their soul. And when I say looks like, I mean way more than physical. You know, their heart and their soul and their dreams and their desires, getting clear on what the man wants or what the woman wants, but what, you know, we want to have in our life. And when we get really, really clear, Allison taught me this. There's a part of our brain called the reticular activator that is scanning our environment for anything we want or need. It's the reason behind red car syndrome, if you've ever heard, when people decide they're going to buy a red car and then start seeing red cars everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just, they're the same amount of red cars. They're just, their reticular activator is scanning the environment for red cars. So getting clear on who we want in a partner, a romantic partner, a client. I do a similar process of getting clear with ideal clients who we want to attract. Just programs our brain to be constantly scanning our environment for that. And then when the people show up, I find it occurs like this. Pay attention. That's sort of what my brain tells me to do, because it's noticing something. And then I can deduce it. So that would be the first thing. And then, you know, starting to get out there and telling friends and getting online if that would be comfortable for him. But, you know, starting to mix and mingle, go out more, have that be part of the priority in addition to, you know, the business. I would say, you know, for a man, once the business is built to a certain degree, there'll be more space to pursue another result in a wife.
Great advice. Great advice. It really is. And then now I've got a special question. Ready? I've got the little bugle boys. They're all out. You see them, the little flags. They have their outfits on and everything. You have a class called Ka-Ching. Ka-Ching. And my friend Ed Kailhoff, who is a television composer, he wrote the music for The Price is Right and Family Feud and Jeopardy! Squares and all of that, The View, and came up with Ka-Ching. He's also So the one that did the but the Ka-Ching is his. And so I have always been attached to the Ka-Ching sound. And the fact that somebody was able to create a sound that right away has an emotional, physical, and, you know, mental and spiritual response. As soon as you hear that, it's something, it's just like a church bell chime. It actually activates almost like everything inside of you, the Ka-Ching. And so you have a class called Ka-Ching, and it's just like sparkling results. It's just something you just want to walk around your house and go, Ka-Ching, Ka-Ching, Ka-Ching. So, so tell me about this class that you have that I know must be brilliant, because it literally, when you say it, it does something to every part of your, you know, beingness and your embodiment.
Oh, I love it. Yes, the Ka-Ching Club. And it is actually a co-creative project with one of my best friends, Tiffany Cano, who you know as well. What's super cool about this is Tiffany and I, for a few years now, have been working together, and she's an amazing healer and prosperity healings on ourselves and together, and practices she taught me and other, and I just soaked up as much as I could about, you know, our mindset and how the subconscious can be pushing away what we want, and, you know, 11 million subconscious thoughts for every 1 to 200 conscious thoughts. We can be running around all day saying, I feel prosperous, but if our subconscious is running a sub-program that says, I don't have enough, it's going to affect what's showing up in our life. So how do we best master, I call it mastering our access to our subconscious. And so Tiffany and I have been doing this, and we've both successfully had our first, you know, $10,000 months, and that was new for both of us. And we were talking a couple weeks ago, and we decided to create this program out of what we do already to help our prosperity energy, to open up the receptive channels to the flow of positive cash flow. And the Ka-Ching Club was born. What it is we're doing, it's a month, it's 4 weeks, and it's every day of the week, so Monday through Friday for 4 weeks, these short 15-minute morning phone calls, so 20 calls over the course of the month for 15 minutes. It's at 7:30 a.m. Pacific, 10:30 Eastern, and it's that 15 minutes, 7:30 to 7:45, 10:30 to 10:45. And we are going to be doing a healing every morning, and each morning we'll also be offering a prosperity pointer or a mindset lesson or a thought for the day or a practice to implement during the day, some sort of, to, after the healing, go out into the world and bring this into the, you know, the day-to-day, the minute-by-minute. And one thing we know is going to come of this, because we've received the results ourselves, is what happens is new and unexpected sources of cash start showing up. And we're able to make better choices and ones that really feel good about our money. And there's a heightened intuition that comes with it. So we'll know exactly what you need to do next and really have confidence. And chance encounters begin to happen. Old friends, old acquaintances that lead to new clients or new sources of money. And to what you and I were talking about earlier, Nicole, a whole new comfort with money. Talking about it, being with it, loving it, understanding it, being open to it, a real embracing of it. Because every morning we're going to heal and let go of subconscious beliefs and create new habits and patterns through new techniques and tools and mindset shifts. And we're just super excited, to say the least, starting tomorrow morning.
As soon as I heard about it, I was like, I want to do that. And I didn't know when it was, where it was. I didn't know anything other than I wanted to do it. So, you know, so I know people are listening to this call right now, and they're like, feeling the very same way that I felt. So can you give information on how people could sign up for it?
Absolutely. And Tiffany and I cooked up a little something special for you and your audience. We were chatting earlier this morning, and what could we do that would be neat? And what we'd love to offer is a bring a guest option. So one registration, and two people can join us. The link to learn more information, if you go to sparklingresults.com/KA-CHING-CLUB, so K-Ching-Club. And I'll also spell Sparkling Results, but that's the URL to sign up. There's some information there as well. Sparkling Results Coaching is sparklingresultscoaching.com/KA-CHING-CLUB. Now I'm going to take a breath. sparklingresultscoaching.com/Kitchen Club. That's where they can find it. For the next one, we're going to get a better URL, but co-creating with Tiffany is wonderful, and I love it, and we're just making it happen for the first time, and everything's perfect.
Fabulous. Now, can you keep this up? Because we have many people that are listening to the show, as I have all the hands, and I see you all. Thank you so much that are here. We have people that are listening to this call from Malta, from Indonesia, from France, from Brazil, and even here in the United States, Virginia, Atlanta, and we have people. And so many, you know, people are on, you know, different time zones, so I don't know if your calls will be recorded, that they will be able to join in, and so I would love to know that. And then also, we have a lot of people that are not live with us today, but that will be listening to this show as they wake up from wherever they are or, you know, on their own countries. And so for future Kaching Clubs and for your coaching, would they go to the very same URL and the very same link?
Exactly, yes. And your question about recordings, yes, everything is going to be recorded. There will be a link sent out to the recording at 8 a.m. Pacific, so 15 minutes after the call ends every morning, and they can listen to it at your leisure. And really, it's that collective prosperity energy. So even if you're not there with us live, listening in daily, when you can, you're hooked into our energy. You're hooked into what we're creating. And there'll also be a Facebook group where the community will interact and share and celebrate and ka-ching, ka-ching. We want lots of ka-chings. We're going to celebrate it when we receive money. And yes, for going through, you know, this week, we'll probably keep registration open until Thursday, so two or three days in, so there's not too many recordings to keep up with. But someone listening tomorrow or Tuesday could definitely go to that same URL and sign up and just get the first couple recordings and listen and have a whole hour of prosperity once they sign up. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And then the next big question is it something we want to do, you know, in a relaxed and meditative state? Because I know people that are, like, driving their five-year-olds to nursery school or first grade or something, and people, you know, always want to know, is this something I should be, you know, in a quiet space and time so they can listen to the recording, or is this something that they can be on the way to work or starting their day or, you know, singing in their shower and listening to it at the same time? Or what would you recommend for people?
I would say that certainly since the meditation prayer part, that it's not ideal to actually be driving a motor vehicle during that. However, short of actually driving, if you were pottering around the house, fixing breakfast, getting things going, I think that would be totally fine. And finding time maybe later to actually relax into the meditation for that 7-10 minutes or whatever would be even more powerful for you. But you'll receive the collective energy just by listening to it even as you make your breakfast.
I love that. It's so powerful, this work. It really is. I know that I was part of a mastermind group, and that in the mastermind, you would spend 7 minutes a day with someone. So 7 minutes a day, I would talk to you and ask you about your life and your visions and your hopes and your dreams, and then tomorrow you would talk to me about mine, and the next day I would talk to you, and I would work with you for 3 months, and then at the end of the 3 months, they would give me somebody else in another country, in Norway, and whatever that was, and someone I didn't know, in a totally different field, a totally different realm, but just those 7 minutes a day opening the space, as you talk about, or the well for your visions to manifest, and for that prosperity, and for that alignment, and for that connection is so amazing. I mean, if everybody on this call just thinks about what it's like to take a shower, and afterwards how refreshed and revived and alive we feel, and so just to be able to bathe ourselves in an energetic light that's actually positive vibration and giving you all the nutrients and all the things that you need, all the alignment to be able to create this life that we call ka-ching.
Yes, ka-ching, the ka-ching club. And, you know, if this is resonating with anyone in your audience, please take advantage of the Bring a Guest. And, oh, I didn't even mention, the program is only $497. So if you split it with a friend, you can split the cost, you can give it as a gift. And anyone you register will just ask an email with their name and email so they can receive the conference call information. And, oh, this was the other thing I wanted to say. You know, y'all who sign up today for that, you know, Bring a Guest 2-for-1, we'll get you into the system ASAP, and you will have the call-in number for tomorrow morning so you can join us on the very first call. But we will definitely get you in and get you the information so you can be with us live, if you can.
How exciting. I absolutely love the idea of this. And for all of those that are listening to the show that are jumping up and down right now that there's a ka-ching club, it's like yelling bingo. People are like, yes, that's me, ka-ching. And we're talking about a month. 1 month from today, imagine how different your life can be. And if you are a June bride, imagine starting each day in an alignment of success, and tomorrow's success, and the next day's success. By the time you say, I do, a successful marriage is just click. It's just aligning yourself with that success, with that overflow of happiness, of abundance, of pleasure, of joy, of bliss, of having all of your visions and dreams and your happily ever after come true. It's 1 month's time.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, that's true magic.
It is, and that brings to mind, you know, our capacity to receive money is related to our capacity to receive love, God's love, other people's love, and our romantic partner's love. So any expansion in our receptivity affects all the places where we're receptive, money, love, joy, abundance, all of it.
And I also think that if somebody's getting married and you're listening to this call, whether you're a man or a woman getting married, that what a great gift to give your bridesmaids or your groomsmen to say, okay, we're going to be part of the Ka-Ching Club. It's something we're all going to do together. And every morning we're going to get a morning dose of success and prosperity, and 30 days from today, we're all going to be in a different place, and this is what I'm gifting to you. And I think that would be an amazing gift to be able to give to the people in your wedding party.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely. And, you know, the cool thing about the bring a guest, either that, you know, just two people doing it or the whole wedding party, is you create a built-in support system. So after we're finished, there's going to be people who are doing what you're doing, who've created similar habits, that are experiencing similar miracles. You can support each other and spur each other on and encourage each other and continue to grow. It can be a great, like, bonding. That's what happened to Tiffany and I. We just kept doing it, and we just, like, get closer and closer and closer because we're speaking the same language and we're working on the same things, and it's wonderful to have a buddy. It's always great to have a buddy.
And as you're talking about this, you know, as we're talking about sharing the energy or giving this as a gift, what I was thinking, I have a friend whose daughter graduated USC yesterday. And I know that last night I was at an event. I was actually inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame last night. Very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And one of the men that was also inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame, his wife just graduated law school yesterday morning. So what a big day for him that his wife graduated law school in the morning and last night he was inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. And, you know, for those of you that are listening that have been in relationships for a long time, that have children, that have grandchildren, if you have a child that is graduating college or graduating high school, today, tomorrow, this week, the next few weeks, even for the next Kaching class, what a great gift to give a graduate, but a blueprint to success. And so I know
we're
always looking for what is the right gift and do I put money in an envelope and how do I help them? And here you can give them something, a viable gift that can change their life, open doorways, unfold a pathway to really having the kind of life that you know that they dream of and desire and deserve. And wonderful time once they've graduated to now be able to say, okay, I'm going to learn the tools and techniques to be able to really create this success and abundance and wealth for myself as well as a successful relationship with myself and with a partner and a mate and in my business colleagues and all of that. And I think that, you know, I know Tiffany's work and your work and that it's so beautiful and so magnificent and so powerful and so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's so instantaneous, the changes. And sometimes I think that, you know, we're non-believers until we wake up. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, okay. It's, you know, it's what's the movie Big, when he woke up and all of a sudden he was big? It's sort of like that. I want to be big, I want to be big, and all of a sudden you wake up and you're big. And it doesn't take months or days or years or, you know, notes you have to leave in your refrigerator and your visor to yourself. It's really allowing yourself, as you were sharing at the top of the show, to open. To allow new information in to be able to change life. I mean, Christopher Columbus thought the world, you know, everybody said the world is flat. It's like he said, oh, look. And then we all sort of changed our mind. And so what you do is you really say, look. And in that moment, it becomes a very different reality for people. And I love the fact that your work is that quick and that powerful. So 15 minutes a day, ka-ching.
Yes, ka-ching. Join the club. You know, please, if this is resonating, come join us. We're going to have fun, and we're going to make money, and it's going to be lighthearted, and it's going to be joyful, and it's really going to be wonderful. Divinely sourced this one for sure.
That's great. And then once more, tell us, you know, as we have a couple minutes left, about your coaching and people finding you to work with you to be able to have sparkling results.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. Well, my website is that sparklingresultscoaching.com that I spelled out earlier. And if you wanted to schedule some time to talk about your business and where your work is in the world and getting it out there in a bigger way, I have a simple URL that's just talkwithsarah.com, talkwithsarah.com, where you can sign up and we'll connect on the phone and get to know each other a little bit. So there's that. And then, you know, sparklingresultscoaching.com/Ka-Ching Club. Head on over there. that's the one that's getting the heat right now. Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Nicole. This has been so much fun.
Of course. And for those of you that are joining the Ka-Ching Club, my hand is raised. You know that. I've already jumped across the line, I think.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
I'm like those two-year-olds running through Toys R Us that people are chasing. You know? So I'm like, yes, let's go. So anybody that wants to be chasing me to Ka-Ching, come along, you know, because I'm just screaming my head off being so excited. So I am part of Ka-Ching. And
yes, you are in the club.
Yes, I am in the club. And June 1st, and I can't wait to come back at the end of my 30 days to be able to say this is, you know, what's happened for me in the process of this and being part of this club. And for those of you who so desperately are, you know, trying to reach me and chase me around the world and all the countries I've been to this year, this is a great place to find me as well, being part of Ka-Ching and in the Ka-Ching community. Because certainly every morning I will be there at 7 a.m. and be dedicated and devoted to sharing my energy, you know, with all of you and with you, Sarah, and with you, you know, Tiffany. And then we are super thrilled and excited and blessed and honored and grinning from ear to ear like the little Cheshire cats because Tiffany is our guest on June 1st on this show on Hourglass Bride. And so I can't think of a better time at the end of your 30 days or as you are in the process of this program to be able to then call in and say, this has happened over the past few weeks. This is where I'm going and really be able to pour this into relationships. And Tiffany is an intuitive, and she is amazing at what she does. I mean, there is, and when I say, you know, we talk about, and Sarah, you know, you're in this very same category. I mean, you're in the one percentile of the top coaches in the world, and she's certainly, you know, in that one percentile of, you know, intuitive and healers. And there is, and when you even hear Tiffany's voice, you breathe easier. You breathe different. You breathe like you did when you were just like a little baby, and like, you know, like, like everything is just gleeful and light and wonderful. And you can't, it's impossible not to be happy around her and impossible not to feel bliss. And it's almost like whatever it is that you wanted to know in that moment, that question comes to your mind, and in that moment it's answered. And she is incredible with medical healing. She is incredible with, you know, life situations of getting people through borders and boundaries and hurdles and across lines and to the other side of your world in your life. She even does healing on pets, right?
She's amazing with animals, yes.
Oh, my goodness. And so she is coming on the 1st, on June 1st, and we've been trying for months to get her on the show. She was on Unlimited Life, and one of our very favorite guests on Unlimited Life, and certainly people have been downloading her show like crazy. And so we're so thrilled she's going to be on Hourglass Bride. And so I think the timing could not be better for people to join your Ka-Ching class and to have you on this side and to have Tiffany catch them on the other.
I love it. It's that little bolstering.
Of that energy, which is just so perfect and so beautiful. And I so appreciate you being on with us today. And as we just have a couple minutes, is there any advice that you would give people in their relationship with money or the relationship to themselves and to success?
Well, it is all related. Because if we don't feel like we're worth it, if we don't feel like we matter or we have value, it's all combined with how we feel about money, that we're not deserving of money. So what I would say is embrace the light that you already are and open yourself up to receive money. That's what I say.
Thank you. And money is prosperity and abundance and opulence and wealth.
And lavish, yes.
Yes, and which is so many things that we want to find in each other as we are looking for the riches. We find riches in each other's hearts and spirits and souls and lives. And so at this bridal season and at any time as we talk about love and relationships and living truly that happily ever after life, happily ever after is allowing all the joy and all the happiness and all the goodness and all the wonder and wonderful magical things in our lives and filling our cups and then letting them flow over to those around us, whether they be our neighbors, our friends, our family members, our beloveds, our children. And so it all stems from this one well, and that becomes a fountain. That becomes just this waterfall of just gorgeous, luscious energy and light. And so you certainly are a magician at it's sharing and pouring and flowing and effervescing. And I so look forward to waking up tomorrow morning and to know that my day is going to start with you and with Tiffany and with Ka-Ching. And for all of you that are listening, I encourage you and implore you to join me in Ka-Ching.
Yes.
And we will all kumbaya at the end of the 30 days. Come on and say what a wonderful world this is, and we can sing the song together.
Yes.
It will be lovely, absolutely lovely.
Yes.
So, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. This has been delightful, and I'm so excited. You are going to be in the Ka-Ching Club with all of us and starting tomorrow morning. I'm just so thrilled you're going to be there. You're wonderful, and thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Oh, my pleasure. So thank you to Sarah Michael and to Ka-Ching and Sparkling Results and wishing you all may happily ever after, and may all your dreams come true. Looking forward to seeing you next week. It's Nicole Brandon and Sarah Michael wishing you happiness always.